Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Tree Diaper. Have you heard of it? Do you have one or many? Tree Diaper is a way of hydrating your plants, your vegetables, your trees, your shrubs, anything indoors and out, and it hydrates it properly over the course of 30 days, and there's no hoses or pipes needed.
Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any plant or soil, any plant or tree as the soil dries. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain or when you water and slowly releases water for over 3 weeks. No more watering, overwatering, underwatering with the Tree Diaper. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants and trees, whether they are by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA. You can find all the great information at treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com. Well, Joey, as Americans, we unfortunately waste a lot of food.
True.
So we actually waste 1 pound of food a day per person. And with that, 50% of the vegetables that we purchase or grow or whatnot in general are thrown away And that's, so that's 60 million tons worth of produce annually. And it constitutes 1/3 of all the food products we throw away.
And we are just as guilty as everybody else. We're not saying that, oh, you're doing it wrong when we are doing it right. We throw away food as well, intentionally and unintentionally. And the benefit to, at least in most of our, and I'm including all of you who are listening, most of our situations is we, most of us have the capabilities of turning that waste that we've, the food we neglected or forgot about, into compost in which we can regrow things in.
Correct. And that's the thing, is that wasted food is actually the single biggest occupant of the landfills. So by composting and being mindful, you can help them.
And we've all heard this, you know, oh, you've got to finish all the food on your plate, you know, starving children in Africa and all of this. It's just a way of life.
Right.
It's just, we feel bad, but you forgot about the green beans in the back of the fridge, the beets in the bag. You know, it's just what happens.
That reminds me of some beets that we have.
Yes.
Yes. So you can take your waste and you can turn it into compost.
Yeah.
Trash to treasure.
Right. You can use the hot bin composting, turn your food scraps into usable soil. Takes 30 to 90 days. Unique. Very cool process at hotbincompostingusa-usa.com. And it's a really cool compact unit, which you could do on your patio, porch, or deck, or in your garden, however you want to do it. Or you can do the old-fashioned compost pile, put it on the ground, mix the browns and greens and grass clippings and limbs and shredded paper and all together, and turn that into compost. Now, that's going to take a little bit longer based on if you have a hot compost or a cold compost, between probably, 3 months to 9 months or a couple of years, based on the size and the material and all that stuff that goes on in it.
I also want to mention that there are, like you said, the hot bin composting.
Uh-huh.
There's options, you know, like that. And then if you are like, this is me, you know, myself trying to figure out a hot composting science method, whatever, you can certainly cold compost.
Right. What does that mean?
Sure. So cold composting means that you don't think about what you're putting into your compost in regards to the greens and the browns or the nitrogens and the
moisture consistency.
Moisture consistency. So what you're doing is you're going to just put all of your composting items into one pile. You can turn that pile. You can make or purchase a compost turner. That's an option as well. There's many different kinds. You can probably find one on the marketplace.
Right.
Or you can find, you know, directions on how to make it online. But you definitely want to look into if you want a hot compost, because then you are thinking about the greens, the nitrogen, and whatnot to have it become more effective and definitely kill the the weed seeds.
Right. And that's the key. You got to keep that heat in that compost pile to kill those viable seeds. And now there are things in which, regardless if you're using the hot bin composting system or a hot compost pile or a cold compost, there's things in an urban setting that it's just not recommended, not that it's bad, just not recommended to put in that pile. That being meat products, because you're going to have rodents and scavengers and everything else digging through that pile. Now, if you're on the farm or on the homestead and it's in the back corner, that's not a bad thing because they're helping aerate that pile up with their claws and they're digging around in it. But if it's next to your house and it's not a good thing and you're in the city, people are not going to be happy with that, nor the damage that they will do to other things.
Right, definitely. You want to keep in mind that if you're in the city or you even are in a suburb or something where you have neighbors nearby, you want to be mindful.
And that is why some municipalities, homeowners associations, cities require composting procedures to be enclosed in a tumbler or in a box with a lid for that very reason.
Absolutely correct. And that is something that, you know, you have to determine for your area, your location, whatnot.
G. Gordon Liddy used to say, I think that was G. Gordon Liddy. Some of you can correct me at gordontalkradio@gmail.com. Some of you know who that is. Old time talk show host. He would always say, shoot it, shovel it, and shut up about it. More people get in trouble because they start talking about the bad things they did than if they just would have took care of it, buried it, and walked away.
Exactly. And that
we're not telling you to do anything, but I'm just telling you, great piece of advice from a wise radio host once said.
This applies to the more loose lips sink ships. So, that being said,
do you have a fun saying that you would like to share with us?
You can email us.
Yeah, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. So piles, bins, cold compost, hot compost, a lot of things in which we can do to lessen the waste in which we are throwing in the garbage. And you can also do trench composting. If you don't want to pile at all and you do have some land or a garden, you can trench compost.
Absolutely. So trench composting, you just simply take whatever compost you want to use, whether it be your kitchen scraps. And maybe you think about this, you know, every time you are tossing your kitchen scraps away, you're like, I could do something with these. You can trench compost. So you basically just dig yourself a little trench.
Like you're going to plant potatoes.
Yeah, like you're going to plant potatoes. And then you just sprinkle your kitchen scraps in there, cover it up, and it's going to feed your soil.
Now, you don't want to plant on top of that right away. You kind of want to know where things are at and then plant on that the next year, and it will be really, really beneficial for you.
Maybe you got a back 40 that the grass won't grow and you don't know what to do with it, but you're not going to grow vegetables, but you want to build yourself a trench and put some kitchen scraps in there. You're still putting that back into the earth.
Right. So, and we are saying this just as much as we are informing you of this, that composting is a very important aspect. And some municipalities, some cities have the system set up where you put your kitchen scraps or compostable items in a bin and they take it to a facility and compost it there. So you're not throwing it in the trash. Separate bins. I know some cities, I don't know the precise name of it, but they have compostable bins and you put that in and they pick it up and your coffee grounds and all this other stuff. And another, since we got on coffee grounds, I've seen this many times and it's a garden myth that coffee grounds are acidic and they're great for blueberries and acid-loving plants. That's simply not the case. That is a garden myth. Coffee grounds that have been brewed have a neutral pH balance. They don't help. They have 2% nitrogen, a little bit of phosphorus, a little bit of potassium. They're good if you work them in the soil. If you just scatter them on top, nutrients is going to evaporate, but they have zero acidity in which would benefit any of your acid-loving plants. So keep that in mind. Keep putting it in the garden. Good for your green. Not good. It doesn't help your pH levels or your acidity plant. So fun fact there. Fun fact, Holly, is it's going to warm up. If it's not already warmed up where you're at, it's going to warm up, and that means the sign of beetles and grubs are going to, because they're there, they're going to want to share your yard with you, whether you like it or not, unless you get some grub gone here.
Well, I hear that spring is around the corner. It doesn't quite feel like it
yet. They keep saying that.
It's time to start thinking about controlling those beetles and grubs in your yard. You know, there's Japanese beetles, articles. Sometimes it's on the news. Maybe not quite yet. You hear it from your neighbor. Oh, you remember those Japanese beetles last year?
They won't be here. They're here.
Co-workers, what have you. It's definitely something that is coming.
Grub gone can be applied to your turf, garden, or around ornamentals to control those grubs and lessen the impact that the beetles have on your yard this summer. Easy to apply. Use a commercial spreader or irrigate right into your soil. Biologically, specifically targeted to attack the bugs, the beetles, and the grubs, not harming beneficial insects. They have made this to where it will attack the grubs and the beetles, but it won't affect those beneficial insects, butterflies, ladybugs, and bees that you're bringing into your garden.
Absolutely. And to be honest, it's the only non-chemical that works. You can find it more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phyllom bioproducts.com. And you can use your code GARDENTALK10 to save 10% off your orders at phylumbioproducts.com. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.